Pray that you will not be overcome by temptation.
Then Jesus walked about a stone's throw away, and he knelt down and prayed,
Father, if you are willing, please take this cup of suffering away from me. Yet, not my will, but thy will be done.
Then an angel of the Lord appeared and strengthened him. Jesus prayed more fervently, and he was in such anguish that his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down on the ground. Then the men stepped forward, seized Jesus, and arrested him. Suddenly, one of Jesus' companions drew out his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. But Jesus said,
Put your sword back in its place, for all who draw the sword will die by the sword. Do you think I cannot call on my Father, and immediately he will provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen this way?
Then Jesus said to the crowd,
Have you come with swords and clubs to capture me as if I were a thief? Every day I sat teaching in the temple, and you did not arrest me. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled.
Then all the disciples deserted him and fled.
Save your praise alone.
To sin, God.
they took Jesus to the high priest Caiaphas, and all the chief priests, elders, and teachers of the law came together. Peter followed them at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest, and he stood there with the guards, warming himself at the fire. The chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin council were looking for testimony against Jesus so they could put him to death, but they did not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then some stood up and bore false witness against Jesus, saying,
"We heard him say, 'I will destroy this man-made temple, and in 3 days I will build another temple not made by human hands.'"
Still, their testimonies did not agree. Then the high priest stood and asked Jesus,
"Why don't you answer? What is this testimony that these men are bringing against you?"
But Jesus remained silent. Again, the high priest asked him,
"Are you the Son of God, the Christ, the Blessed One?"
Jesus replied,
"I am. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of God the Father and coming on the clouds of heaven."
The high priest tore his clothes and asked,
"Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard this blasphemy. What do you think?"
They all condemned Jesus as worthy of death. Then some began to spit at him. They blindfolded him, struck him with their fists, and said, "Prophesy!" Then the guards also took him and beat him. So the crowd began to shout for Pilate to observe this custom. But Pilate answered them,
"Do you want me to release to you the King of the Jews?"
Pilate realized that the chief priests had handed Jesus over because of jealousy. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate spoke to them again.
What shall I do then with the one you call the King of the Jews?
They shouted,
"Crucify him!"
Pilate asked,
"Why? What crime has he committed?"
But they shouted even louder,
"Crucify him!"
And after Jesus was flogged, Pilate handed him over to be crucified. Jesus, and women mourned and wept for him. But Jesus turned to them and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children."
There were two criminals who were led with Jesus to be crucified. And when they came to the place called Calvary, Jesus was crucified with the criminals, one on his right hand and the other on his left. Then Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do."
The King of the Jews. Those who passed by shouted insults at him. shaking their heads and saying,
"So, you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, come down from the cross and save yourself."
In the same way, the chief priests and scribes were also mocking him and saying,
"He saved others, but he can't save himself. Let this Christ, this King of Israel, come down from the cross so that we may see and believe."
Even the robbers who were crucified with Jesus taught it him.
Thank you. see the very dying form of one who suffered there for me. And from my smitten heart, with tears, two wonders I confess. The wonder of your glorious love and my unworthiness. Yes, O God, we wonder at your glorious love, a love that paid the ultimate price of the sacrifice of your Son. And we gather in gratitude and praise to ponder anew what Jesus has done for us. May we leave this place with the presence of our Savior, who died, was buried, and was raised to life. And may we find in his sacrifice for us salvation, new life, eternal life with you. In Jesus' name we pray. On behalf of our congregation, I want to thank our choir director, Kevin Veneer, the choir members, our covenist, and our guest musicians for this wonderful presentation. You may remain standing because we're having a and it could be with someone who might be United Life Church. Every Sunday we offer you the opportunity to profess your faith in Christ and accept him as your Savior. Follow him as a believer in baptism. Or to unite with our church on the basis of your transfer of membership if you previously made that commitment to Christ. We give you that chance this morning as we sing our closing hymn, number 146. Oh, how he loves you and me.